Radical Islam is everywhere in the headlines, and the stories almost always end badly. But God is at work in those headlines too, and He is the reason that hope exists. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So let's say there's a religious group in your area targeting your church with a social media campaign, and they're telling their members to do whatever it takes to shut you down. Their angry leaders whip people up into a frenzy, and then your church burns down. So how would you feel? Open Doors USA's David Curry.
Pray for these churches. There are 10 churches within this region that are under pressure right now. This church that's been attacked, the Indonesian Christian Church, is deeply affected by this. Let's pray for these folks. Let's pray for justice. Let's pray for safety.
Because this happened yesterday in Indonesia's Aceh province, and right now there's shock, anger, and hurt. Members of 10 other churches are on guard.
We're hoping that the police take firm actions to stop this violence and also for Christians to respond with love and wisdom. So it's really a balance of things that we're looking for in this situation in Indonesia.
And yet, here's what's being said.
We need to be interacting and loving with Muslims in that culture. So I think we keep pressing forward, but we know what we're dealing with.
Speaking of extreme Islam, it's under Pakistan's microscope. Their Supreme Court is upholding the death sentence for a Muslim bodyguard who killed his boss because he criticized the blasphemy laws. To fill you in, Pakistan's blasphemy laws are often used as a legal excuse to persecute Christians. But the ruling doesn't mean that Pakistan will have religious freedom, at least not yet. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
Until blasphemy laws are amended and revised, until Asia Bibi is released from prison, things are still staying the same.
FMI empowers local believers to reach their neighbors for Christ. Most of them come from Muslim backgrounds.
They are very passionate about the gospel, and sometimes it's very costly, but they don't back down. In just about the first half of 2015, we were already seeing that there were 200 new believers brought to faith in Christ through the work of our ministry partners.
You're listening to Mission Network News. You've heard what a Muslim saved by Christ can do, and now will you pray for one who hasn't found him yet? A Syrian Muslim named Tariq was kidnapped by ISIS, then set free when his family paid a huge ransom. A missionary working with Frontiers USA says Tariq is broken and scarred by his experience. So would you join us in praying for him? Pray that he would read God's word, and pray that he'll find out more about Jesus Christ, the one who paid an eternal ransom for Tariq's life. Just as there's brokenness in the Middle East, there's also a lot of struggles in Eastern Europe. In fact, the World Health Organization reported that 1 in 10 Romanians is depressed. And you might be surprised to find out that a lot of those people who get the blues are actually missionaries. And that's why Global Advance partnered with an indigenous ministry to hold a conference for 175 missionary families. David Shibley of Global Advance.
We partnered with them just to bring pastors and their wives together for a couple of days of not only training and challenge, but also of just personal refreshment and relaxation.
See, by letting missionaries know they weren't alone, their ministries were energized.
I was very encouraged by something of a church planting ethos that seems to be in the DNA of many pastors in Romania.
And finally, it took a student suicide in Russia to make school officials realize that many of their students were at risk. Anna, a graduate from Mission Eurasia's School Without Walls program, knew her students needed help. So she doggedly cared, loved for, and invested in her class. And eventually, they began opening up. Because Anna sees every day as an opportunity to demonstrate God's love, she's gone from being a seemingly ordinary teacher to being an extraordinary teacher. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. And with all of the bad news you hear from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.